Well, certainly when we raised our children, we tried to make them aware from very early on the importance of two things, giving and saving. I'll never forget this. I took three little jars and I wrote on one of them saving, and I wrote on another one giving, and then the other jar was just kind of the main thing. I just put spending on it, meaning not you have to spend it, but it's available to spend if you choose to. And then showed them how, okay, as soon as money comes in, like we pay you for chores or you get allowance or this money comes your way, whatever it is, then you can put in, and what we said was a minimum of 10%, but feel free to put more in. And we encourage them to put more in to the giving jar and then to put a certain amount, and we'll leave that for you to decide, in the saving jar, so that, you know, for a larger purchase that you want to make down the line, you want to have something available. Hang on to this at least for a while. And then the spending, okay, now this is available to you now if you find something that you want to spend it on. But even then, you know, be wise and, you know, be careful and all that. Well, those three jars did more for our daughters, our two girls, than I think anything we've ever done, because they just would look at those jars and they would go, okay, this time, all right, on Sunday, I'm going to put this in the offering, and this time I'm going to put, so if a dollar came in, I want to put 30 cents in or 40 cents in. I remember one time one of my daughters putting in more than 50 cents, and are we discouraging her? Absolutely not. You know, if that's what she wants to do, good for her. And it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's more happy making. That's what that word blessed means, to give than to receive. It was Jesus who said that. And so they learned the joy of giving, another way, and also the wisdom of saving.